Madam Chair, yes, I'd also just make a general comment. This is quite a lot of asks there, and that we have to look at very carefully and the way that they are formulated in this paragraph. I mean, paragraphs from the DDPA plan of action or action plan, you know, paragraphs 4 all the way to 14 also set out much of that, but more in language that was more succinct, including the religious issues, including many of the other rights, and where it asks states to take action. So it's everything from about 4 to include the bullets of 8 all the way to 14. I think we need to carefully look at this, give us time to look at it also, so that maybe we can get more language that is succinct on it. The collective issues, and I do understand the problem that some states have with collective rights, but just an explanation is that in Africa and in many other places, collective rights is not an either-or thing with individual rights. We have kingdoms, we have collective things, and we see communities as a collective responsibility and people collective. Our land in many parts of our countries are under collective administration via a trust for kings or traditional lands of people, but not necessarily king, but traditional lands, and people lease their land, are allocated land, and lease their land from these collective trusts and bodies. That does not mean, and by the fact, that's also in Europe the case. There are many parts of Europe where land is collectively held under the house of some royalty or some baron or some king, and everybody living on it is leasing the land in Europe that they don't actually own. They are on collective land, in collective trusts. So there is actually all over the world, including in Europe, principles of collective rights and collective access to land, for example. So this is the basis where we are talking about collective rights and community rights, because that is mostly towards land and the occupation and the use of it. So I do not, you know, and that's not an individual thing. So that is explanation for that. And secondly is, you know, the right to life and those things are fundamental human rights. But I think things could be maybe phrased a little bit differently in that. The issue of religious rights, it's also on paragraph, the last paragraph, I think 11 of the DDPA, which says that people should have that state should assist, that people have the right to their religion without discrimination. But even in my country, where African religions are fully respected and allowed, there are certain practices of religions which are against the normal common law. For example, you cannot take in the name of religion life from a person. You can also not, in the name of your religion and practice, break sanitary laws within for example, within a suburb or in a building complex, etc., etc. There are limitations to any right, even though they fully respect it, and right, it just depends on where you practice it at which given time. You know, for example, you can't slaughter a cow in an apartment building, even though that's a very traditional practice, but you do it in the appropriate place and at the appropriate time. But these are also in the DDPA, and I think maybe just using that clear language on those issues. Thank you.